We continue our reading of the prophet Isaiah, turning to chapter 17, and we'll read verses 1 to 14. That is the whole chapter. You'll find it on page 737 using the Pew Bible. Now, this is yet another judgment oracle. This time it's Damascus that's going to get the wrath of God. Now, that's the capital of today's Syria. There was the Aramean kingdom. They've been wicked. Now, what's interesting here is this is a judgment about an ungodly people, and yet you don't get very far verses into it when you see that some of the people of Israel are caught up in it. Verse 3 speaks of Ephraim. That's one of the 12 tribes. Why are they in trouble? Well, one thing we see here is the great peril when the people of God make common cause with the people of the world. Now, we're in the world. We're to love our neighbors. We want to be a witness to them, but we're not to be allied to them. The northern kingdom was a military and political and, in an idolatrous way, a religious ally of Syria. And therefore, when God's judgment fell upon the ungodly, it also fell upon the people of Israel. In fact, he goes on and says, the remnant of Jacob will be brought low. It's a great warning to us. We want to be a witness to the world. We want to love our neighbors, but we are not to make cause with the world. There is to be a biblical commitment on the part of the church that abstains from accommodation, particularly in the doctrines that we teach, the strategies that we use. We are the people of God. If we assimilate and accommodate, well, we will participate in the judgment of the ungodly. Now, this is a hard passage in terms of its descriptions of God's judgment. It uses very severe images, I think particularly verses 4 to 6. It's a harvester in a wheat field, and God's judgment is seen as someone who is scything down the wheat. And someone might say, in fact, later on, there's other very stark pictures of judgment. People may say, oh, that's the Old Testament God. We believe in the New Testament God. Well, actually, the New Testament is worse in that respect. You think of Revelation 19, where Jesus returns, and he's got the sword strapped to his thigh, and he will tread the winepress of the grapes of the wrath of the Almighty God, an even more terrible scene than we have here. Well, the clear message is that given here, that we are to remember him. Their problem, verse 10, was they'd forgotten the God of their salvation. Now is the time to hear the gospel. That's why we need to proclaim the gospel in the church and our witness. Now's the time to hear, repent, and believe, because in verse 7, they will look to their Maker on that day. But there will be no salvation when the day of judgment comes. This is about a temporal judgment in the 8th century BC, but it points forward to the final judgment. And everyone's going to meet God. All roads do in fact lead to God. But only those who in this life look to him for salvation, only they will be delivered from the judgment of God. Oh, how great is the gospel, how we need to proclaim it to the lost. Listen now to God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, Isaiah 17. An oracle concerning Damascus. Behold, Damascus will cease to be a city and will become a heap of ruins. The city of Aroer are deserted. They will be for flocks, which will lie down, and none will make them afraid. The fortress will disappear from Ephraim, and the kingdom from Damascus, and the remnant of Syria will be like the glory of the children of Israel, declares the Lord of hosts. And in that day the glory of Jacob will be brought low, and the fat of his flesh will grow lean, and it shall be as when a reaper gathers standing grain, and his arm harvests the ears. And as when one gleans the ears of grain in the valley of Rephaim, gleanings will be left in it, as when an olive tree is beaten, two or three berries in the top of the highest bough, four or five on the branches of a fruit tree, declares the Lord God of Israel. In that day man will look to his Maker, and his eyes will look on the Holy One of Israel. He will not look to the altars, the works of his hands, and he will not look on what his own fingers have made, either the Asherim or the altars of incense. In that day their strong cities will be like the deserted places of the wooded heights and the hilltops which they deserted because of the children of Israel, and there will be desolation. For you have forgotten the God of your salvation and have not remembered the rock of your refuge. Therefore, though you plant pleasant plants and sow the vine branch of a stranger, though you make them grow on the day that you plant them and make them blossom in the morning that you sow, yet the harvest will flee away in a day of grief and incurable pain. Ah, the thunders of many peoples, they thunder like the thundering of the sea. Ah, the roar of the nations, they roar like the roaring of mighty waters. The nations roar like the roaring of many waters, but he will rebuke them and they will flee away, chased like chaff on the mountains before the wind and whirling dust before the storm. At evening time, behold, terror. Before morning, they are no more. This is the portion of those who loot us and the lot of those who plunder us. The grass withers and the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.